Yeah, I get real nervous. And now there, I guess the who was it? No, it's the ABA or the Supreme Court. I think the state there's. I think it was ABA and the Supreme Court may have adopted it. I'm not sure, but there's a bunch of warnings or ethic. It can be an ethical violation if you end up using AI for your legal research and you don't check it and verify that, you know, every citation in it is correct. Frankly, I've just taken to not using AI or, you know, any of it for my legal work because it's too prone to error, and I trust my abilities to research this stuff better than I do the AIs at this point. Someday I think it's going to get good at it and it will figure it out, and it'll probably be someday soon, but it ain't today. So I don't know how rough I was in that last one, but I just switched over to Warren. It should be a lot better now. But, I suppose it's perfectly okay to use, provided you understand that it's going to, like, you know, you can collaborate with it. But you're going to have to do the heavy lifting and the real work, you know. You know, I say, oh, I like the way it did that, or I like the way it said this, or that's it, you know, or something like that. You know, you might get that benefit, but really you got to understand, you got to do the work. Because, so I would say there's nothing wrong with using it, you know, feeding your stuff into it and then seeing if it, you know, fluffs it up a little bit. And then you can spot check and say, oh, I like what it did there, you know. But, yeah, you got to be the driver in the driver's seat. There's no doubt about that.